Would you turn to Genesis 1:1? Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. Hallelujah. You know, we are in such critical time, such an awesome time that we are alive, that we've been sent into this realm at this time, you know? And we get so caught up in stuff that we lose sight. And that's why it's so important that we don't fall in the area of, you know, the word tells us that as soldiers of Christ, we cannot be entangled in the affairs of the world. In other words, when we're entangled in the affairs of the world, it means that we're soulishly entangled. We're emotionally entangled. And one of the things that we've got to do is begin to come out from all the emotional entanglements. And emotional entanglements means we live out of the soul, not out of the spirit. And to live out of the soul is very dangerous. It's very detrimental to your spirit. And we're seeing many things being exposed these days, many things that are in this time. See, the enemy knows those who are living out of the soul and not out of the spirit. And he's causing them to sway, stumble, or even fall. And in this, in one of the things that the Spirit shared with me, he says that there is a move, there's a shift, and there's a change. Where there is a move, there is a shift. Where there's a shift, there's a change, and there's a purpose of this. And one of the things he utilizes is what we call time. In fact, in Genesis 1:1, if you'll read it with me, it says, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth." So the first thing that he really created was time, because the word beginning means time, in the beginning. So the first thing they did was created time. So God created time. And it's pretty wild about time. It is a designated moment or position of movement, time, in which an event is released. I'm going to say that again. It is a designated moment or position of movement in which an event is released. When God created time, he chose to, out of eternity, create time. In other words, he said, I'm going to take this as a beginning. I'm going to take this as an end. I'm going to create time into this, and this will be called a universe. There was a special event that established time. Again, time is a designated moment or position of movement in which an event is released. It is not to interrupt time, but to change, shift, or redirect. And it's what God begins to do is he begins to release events. And if it's events, again, are to change, shift, or direct time's movement. And, of course, and this cooperates with the eternal counsel of God Almighty. So there are specific things that he, by the counsel of God Almighty, that he's established, that he releases something at a specific time and in his event. And this event, what we call time, in time, is to change or redirect sometimes. If you notice that events in your own life change things. And there are specific events that he's established that are going to change things. We are in a changing times right now. When you see the word times, you can always relate that to events, because it's events that change things. Amen? 9/11 changed things, didn't it? It was an event. And in this event that God allowed, it was in hope to awaken people. So when God changes time, or releases an event, the purpose of it is to move, shift, to change. He moved on something so a shift can come forth, so a change could be established. Is everybody with me? Hallelujah. We see that there is universal time, amen, which is universal movement. Time is always moving. It is never still. Amen. It's never still. It's always moving. You can't reverse time. It goes one direction, only forward. You can never reverse time. So we see that there's universal time, universal movement. There's physical time in the physical realm right here. It's physical movement. And then there's spiritual time. And in spiritual time, there is There's a spiritual time clock that is placed in every man. Its purpose is when the alarm goes off to awaken. It is to awaken. God has placed it in every man. These all coordinate together so that light, his light, is to infiltrate or penetrate darkness. Is everybody with me? Because, did you ever hear speed of light, you know? When you hear of speed of light, it's because time is moving fast, isn't it? It's the speed of light. But when you think about speed of light, well, God is light, isn't he? So he sets these events in order so that his light can penetrate darkness. So that there is a move, there is a shift, and there is a change. And he allows these events to occur. You know, you and I were placed in darkness. We were born in darkness. So many times we wondered why did it take so long for us to get rescued? Why did we continue to refuse the rescue? At one time we'd rather receive the punishment than the rescue. Because there's an area that you must cooperate. So maybe the alarm went off and you're inside to awaken and you turned it off. And you decided to sleep longer. So you'd eat more dirt. And then God, let me share this with you. When you miss something with the Lord, he will bring it back, but you never know when. You never know when. So many times when we realize we miss it, we want it right away. We want it back again. We want another chance. We want another opportunity. But then it takes longer. It takes longer. So in this, what happens is when that cycle comes around according to his time, because time is God's time. If it's not God's time, it's not God's will. Everything is according to his time. If it's his time, it's his will. If it's man's time, it's not his will. So in that time again, then when that alarm goes off in our lives, that alarm was set off by an event that has occurred in our life because it was his time. So he set certain times and boundaries in the natural realm. In John chapter 1, in verse 1, John 1, 1. Again, all of these coordinate together so that the light of Christ can penetrate darkness. In verse 1, it says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God, and all things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men." So that light was in there, it just needed to get turned on. And verse 5, "And the light shines in darkness, and darkness did not" what? "Comprehend it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness to bear witness of the light that all through him might believe." So there was this moment that John came into this realm. God sent him. He came into the spirit of Elijah. "He was not the light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light, which would give light to every man coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came," in other words, so at a specific time, he came into this realm, didn't he? What was its purpose? It was a move to shift and to change so there'd be a penetration of light into darkness. "He came to his own, and his own did not receive him." Verse 12. "But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God," or of God's time. So they were born of light in God's time. Does everybody got it? So when you were born again, when that alarm came off and you were awakened, you were born again because light penetrated darkness. You were not born by anything else but by God's time, God's light, and God's spirit, because the spirit is the carrier of his light. Amen? Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1. In verse 7, Ephesians 1, 7. Now, I want you to think about something else, too. Now that the enemy knows that you're light, what's he going to try and do? He's going to try to get you to not cooperate with God's time so he can take darkness to penetrate light. Has everybody got it? So he's always trying to cover the light. Because that's why it says that darkness does not comprehend, does it? Can't comprehend. So when people go into a state in an arena where there is no comprehension, it's because darkness penetrated light. Is everybody okay? Ephesians 1:7, let's speak it. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace, which he made to abound toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in himself. Then in the dispensation of the what? Fullness of what? The times. Those are in the dispensation of the fullness of all the events that would occur. He might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, in him. In verse 11, in him also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the what? Counsel of his will. That's the eternal counsel. That we should, who first trusted in Christ, should be to the praise of his glory. In him you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of his glory. Fullness of events, fullness of times, fullness of events of light. In other words, there were opportunities to penetrate darkness. They were directed by the eternal counsel of God Almighty. Is everybody okay? Hebrews 1. So where there is a move, there is a shift, and there is a change. Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 1. Let's speak it together. God, who at various times or various events, right, and in various ways spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, through whom also he made the worlds, and being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high, having become so much better than angels, as he has by inheritance obtained a more excellent name. In other words, these various times, these were various events. We have various times, these time past, and we call what also known as days or last days that are coming. It says, by his brightness. In other words, his light was penetrating. It was penetrating darkness. He came to penetrate darkness. When man cooperated with the will of God, man began to change. The more that we cooperate with God's will, because it's according to his time, we change. In other words, so we're willing to cooperate with the move, the shift, and the change. The move, the shift, and the change. If we're not willing to cooperate with the move and the shift, we do not change. So many times, and I want to share this again. If you're living out of the soul, you miss. Because you live by how you feel. People who live by how they feel will change to what they feel. They will not change by the move and the shift of God Almighty. And they reject light, which is trying to expose darkness or bring them to a place where light can penetrate the darkness. We are in such a critical time right now. We are watching shifts, times and changes right now. There's a time change right now. We are in a whole nother realm. We are in a whole nother arena right now of a time change. We are in one of the greatest arenas where deception is ruling. Deception has never had so much control than ever before. Deception is ruling. It's a phenomenal thing in what's going on. That's why it's causing fear and self-survival. People are scattering for survival. And right now there's a time for me and you to either wait on God's will, seek God's will, and cooperate with God's will. I'm going to say that again. Wait on God's will, seek God's will, and cooperate with God's will. Because without that, without change, see, God brings a change to us because he sees what the enemy's going to do. If we're not willing to cooperate with it, the enemy runs us over. He deceives us. We get caught up in that deception because he uses deception as a weapon, doesn't he? It's Satan's greatest weapon. And then his power is fear. So when we're not willing to make that shift and change with the Spirit and God's timing, the purpose of that, again, is so that we can overcome darkness. If we're not willing to do that, darkness will overcome us. Amen? Has everybody got this? Again, we are at a critical time right now where deception rules. Hallelujah. Matthew 27. Some of us need a time change. And the only reason why we need a time change is so that we get in God's time so we change. You know, you realize how many events, how many things that we miss that God was trying to get us into a place where he was going to change us and allow light to penetrate darkness, and we resisted it because it wasn't how we felt. We went by how we felt or what we believed. So as we go by how we feel, then we change by how we feel. Because we can no longer live out of the soul, we must live out of the Spirit. I'm telling you, it is critical that we stop living out of the soul. People that live out of the soul are more man-pleasers than God-pleasers. They're more self-pleasers. Matthew 27 and verse 45. In verse 45, now from the sixth hour until the ninth hour, there was darkness all over the land. There was what? Darkness all over the land. Sounds like something was getting ready to happen. Amen? And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, my God, why have you forsaken me? Some of those who stood there, when they heard that, said, this man is calling for Elijah. Immediately one of them ran and took a sponge, filled it with sour wine, and put it on a reed, and offered it to him to drink. The rest said, let him alone. Let us see if Elijah will come to save him. And Jesus cried out again with a loud voice and yield up his spirit. This was a very awesome event. It had to do with God's time, didn't it? A time is an event. And so what happened here? Light became darkness. Was Jesus known as the light? Amen. See, he was getting ready to make an exchange and change things around. That's why darkness was all over. Remember, we talked about physical time. God changed physical time by allowing darkness to be established. It wasn't time to be dark, was it? It doesn't get dark at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Amen? So he allowed a physical time to cooperate with the spiritual time. Everything had to become dark. Jesus had to become dark. Why? So he could penetrate darkness undetected. When he penetrated darkness undetected, it was the only way he could get into hell. Amen? Because light was not allowed in hell, was it? No. So he set an event that was predestined for his perfect time, his perfect will, that the physical realm and the spirit realm would cooperate with this event that would change everything from that point on. He entered into hell. He took the keys of darkness away. He rose from the dead, and everything else rose with him who were of his ministry at that period of time, because light is life. And from that point on, he began to birth his body in this realm. So as he begins to call people out of darkness, answer the alarm, answer the alarm. Don't shut the alarm off. Answer the alarm. And when they answered the alarm, light began to expand. See, what begins to happen in these events, there's a transfer of rule, there's a transfer of goods, there's a transfer of things that begin to happen. In fact, Saul, who was a king, who was God ordained, and then he rejected because he was started off with light, and then he rejected because he didn't want to move according to God's time, God's plan. So he lost it. But God got another one. Amen? He got another man to replace him called David, and he was King David. And of course, during that lineage, all the way down, it will go all the way to Jesus the Christ, who would be upon the throne of David. So we see that when these events happen, there's a change, a purpose of change. So now we have a change of rule. We have the body of Christ that is here on the earth. That has, now, you may think, well, darkness still, deception still rules. Yes, deception still rules those who are still blind. Darkness still rules the earth, but there's another rule now. It's called the body of Christ. It is light. It is the body of Jesus Christ that is on the earth that now rules its own kingdom. So everybody got it? So now there's a kingdom on earth that can overthrow Satan's kingdom. But everybody must be willing to do the will of God. Because the will of God is God's time, isn't it? So what's going to happen is the enemy's going to try to infiltrate to get individuals that are in the body of Christ, each one is a member, to fall away. That's his job. He tries to get them out of time. You know, when a vehicle is driving down the road and you've got one cylinder that's not firing, well, the thing runs a little rough, doesn't it? You know that when you're not physically right, you run a little rough. You know when things are just not right. You know when things aren't right. You try to justify it, reason it, compromise it. You try to blame someone else for why you're whatever. That's because the enemy's convinced you to live out of your soul instead of your spirit. Because if you're living out of your spirit, you're always in dominion. You're always in rule. It's when you live out of your soul that you're not in rule anymore. Hallelujah. Turn to Acts 17. In verse 24, time, designated moment or position of movement at which an event is released. Time. That event is released so that there can be a move, a shift, and a change. So you were not saved by a mistake. You were saved by a purpose so that you can fulfill a purpose. Hallelujah. 17:24. God who made the world and everything in it, since he is Lord of heaven and earth, does not dwell in temples made with hands, nor is he worshipped with men's hands, as though he needed anything, since he gives to all life, breath, and all things. And he has made from one blood every nation of men to dwell on the face of the earth, and has determined their what? Pre-appointed what? Times and the boundaries of their dwellings. In other words, he's pre-appointed you specific events that you must cooperate with. If you do not cooperate with those, you will miss those events. so that they should seek the Lord and hope that they might grope for him and find him, though he is not far from each one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being, as also some of your own poets have said, for we are also his what? We are also his offsprings. Therefore, since we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the divine nature is like gold or silver or stone, something shaped by art and man's devising. Truly, these times of ignorance God has overlooked, but now commands all men everywhere to repent. Amen. Leviticus 23. Leviticus 23. In these events, God has set certain events according to his time. These are called the feasts of the Lord. These are the feasts of the Lord. These are not feasts of man. They are the feasts of the Lord. The feast of the Lord is God's specific time, because it's his will. These are designated moments and events that will occur that he's going to release into the natural realm. And he's the only one that will fulfill them. Only him. In other words, these are times of his visitations. These are times of his fulfillments. These are all about Jesus the Christ. There are seven feasts, seven meaning complete and perfect, where light will penetrate darkness so that there will be a move, a shift, and a change. A move, a shift, and a change. In Leviticus 23, in verse 2, Moses said, The Lord told Moses, speak to the children of Israel and say to them, the feast of the Lord which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations. These are my feasts. Amen. In verse 3, 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of solemn rest, a holy convocation. You shall not work on it. It is the Sabbath of the Lord in all of your dwellings. These are the feasts of the Lord, holy convocations, which you shall proclaim at their appointed what? Times or events. And the first feast, and look at verse 5. On the 14th day of the first month of at twilight, that's when things turn dark, is the Lord's feast. Now Jesus fulfilled that, didn't he? When he's hanging on the cross, that it not turn dark. Amen. The physical realm turned dark. They were practicing these feasts. These were all rehearsals of the Old Testament that they would be fulfilled in the new covenant to come. So they were already celebrating these feasts, weren't they? So you have the Feast of Passover. Then the next one is the Feast of Unleavened Bread. The word leaven means evil, and that's when Jesus went to hell because he became dark. He took on evil. Amen. The next feast is what we call the Feast of First Fruits, and that's when he rose from the dead. So who came to fulfill these feasts already in these events? Jesus did. The fourth feast is called the Feast of Weeks, or known as Pentecost. And that's when he poured out his spirit. The next feast will be the Feast of Trumpets. It will be an event that Jesus will come to take the bride away from the earth. The feast after that will be the Feast of Atonements, where he will come and bring judgment and wrath. Atonement means to atone, to cover, be covered with blood. And we will return with him. And then the seventh feast will be the Feast of Tabernacles, where we will reign for 1,000 years on the earth. And he will set up his tabernacle in Jerusalem. It will be known as Zion for 1,000 years. So you can't destroy Jerusalem no matter what man thinks, because my dad's going there. And when we are raptured, there will be another event, a move, a shift, and a change. It says, in a twinkling of an eye, hallelujah. In a twinkling of an eye, there'll be a move, a shift, and a change. We are going to shift, and the fullness of our redemption will be manifested. We will have glorified bodies. You know, it's amazing where people have a hard time believing this stuff or accepting it. You know why? Because they're still living out of the soul. Still living out of the soul. These events are designated times from God Almighty, We should know these and be prepared for them. We should be able to teach them to others who do not know. In 1 Timothy chapter 4, Jesus wept over Jerusalem, and it wasn't over Jerusalem. He was weeping over the people because they missed the time of his visitation. They missed that event. 1 Timothy chapter 4. What's the ruling? What's ruling right now? Deception. Amen? Deception rules the world, doesn't it? In 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 1, would you speak it with me, please? Now the Spirit expressly says that in the what? Latter times, events will occur that will some will what? Depart from the faith, giving heed to what? Deceiving spirits. Is deceiving spirits deception? Yes, and what? Doctrines of demons. And that's happening right now. Because individuals are still living out of the soul. They're easily deceived. Because they live what they feel, and they become what they feel. These are events. We're seeing them more and more and more. Job 24. And what are times? These are events, aren't they? These are designated events by God Almighty. We're seeing many, many individuals now, even in the body of Christ, being exposed. All kinds of things being exposed. There's a difference between those who are living out of the soul and those who are living out of the spirit. There's a totally different arena. I call one granola. They're nutty and fruity. They make choices and decisions in how they feel. And they miss God's time. They miss the move, the shift to change. Because if we don't change with what's going on, what God is preparing us. See, we must change because so we can overcome. Does everybody got it? When we're not willing to change with the shift, then we get overcome. Hallelujah. Job 24 and verse 1. Let's speak it. Since times are not hidden from the Almighty, why do those who know him see not his days? In other words, why don't they see it? Those who say they know him, why do they not see it? Because they are living out of their soul and not out of their spirit. Third John. In verse 2. Is everybody there? Let's speak it together, verse 2. Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health just as your soul prospers. In other words, it becomes enlightened. Your soul prospers means enlightened so that it cooperates with the Holy Spirit. For I rejoiced greatly when brethren came and testified of the truth that is in you just as you what? Walk in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in the truth. Soul prospers is so that it is enlightened to cooperate with the Holy Spirit, to live out of the spirit, not out of the soul. Again, to live out of the soul nullifies spiritual senses. I'm going to say that again. When people live out of the soul, it nullifies spiritual senses. Conviction is justified. It moves a person into the indulgence of self and feeling. It moves a person into the indulgence of self, feelings. These are feelings of memory, which cause lack of cooperation, and they miss the change of time. They miss it. Because they're so busy caught up in self. So busy caught up in the emotional arena. Again, it nullifies spiritual senses. You know, the Bible says that the Spirit tells us things to come. When a person is living out of the soul, they can't sense that. It's like walking in the street with a car coming. No senses, you know. Instead of looking both ways or seeing, in other words, being sensitive, being discerning, their spiritual senses have become dull. They don't know what's going on. They're so caught up in about me, me, and me. They're so caught up in about what people think of me. What people think of me. Oh, I've got to go do this so people will think differently. That's living out of the soul. You should give a no care what people think of you. The only one that you're concerned who thinks of you is the Lord God Almighty. You know, when you live that way, it's normal. When you live that way, it's normal. You know, when I was out of town and at this place, and we'd go to eat, and so when I'd say whatever, and the people there would say, "Man, you don't care about it. You don't care about what people said." So you just want to tell the truth, don't you? I said, "Yes, aren't you?" You know, but I want to be led by the Spirit, because I'm not going to throw pearls before swine. So we must be led by the Spirit. But if we're dull, of the spiritual senses are dull, we'll be deceived. We'll become fearful, suspicious of everything. We'll become in an area where we're not prospering, where the devil is still access, stealing, killing, and destroying. Amen. So if we're not in that place, listen, you can be 1 foot in the Spirit one day and the rest of the time you're in the soul. These are individuals that believe they hear from God and everything. God told me, God told me, God told me. God showed me, God showed me, God showed me. You know why? Because their desire is louder than the voice of God. Because the desire is an emotion. And this is where it must be brought down. Our spirit man must be strong. Our soul must be enlightened to cooperate. It doesn't make a decision without the Spirit unless you let it. You know, the soul has a will, doesn't it? And as soon as you begin to will your soul over to darkness, possession begins, doesn't it? Isaiah 33. Isaiah 33. And verse 5, the Lord is exalted, for he dwells on high. He has filled Zion with justice and righteousness. Look at this. Are you ready? Wisdom and knowledge will be the stability of your what? Times, events that were going to come. The move, the shift, and change. If you're not there, you will miss it. So you're going to need wisdom and knowledge, aren't you? Which are the attributes of the sevenfold of the Holy Spirit. And the strength of salvation, the fear of the Lord is his treasure. So wisdom and knowledge will be the stability of your times or the future events of God's will. We must be prepared. Ephesians 4. Is everybody there? Verse 17. This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that you should no longer walk as the rest of the Gentiles walk, in the futility of their mind, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God, because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who are being what? Past what? Feeling. Having given themselves over to lewdness, to the work of all uncleanness with greediness. Wow. Past feeling, in other words, they're living out of the soul. Their feelings became their life. Amen? Then when their feelings changed, so did they. Let me share this with you. By living out of your soul, it inflicts great damage on your spiritual life. It's what people call soul power. It does nothing but express itself. It must always do works. It must prove itself. And it only trusts itself. It trusts its feelings more than anything else. Jeremiah 17. Of course, people use what they feel by what they say, "I believe." I just believe. And I'm not saying everyone, but I'm just sharing, many people use that. Well, I just believe this. It's because they go by what they feel. I've had many people come in my office and five of them believe they were supposed to marry the same woman. Hallelujah. God told me. I had a dream. Do y'all know that your desire will bring a dream? I had revelation, confirmation, manifestation. Here's another one out of my office. Repent. Live out of the spirit, not the soul. Jeremiah 17, verse 5. Are we there? Thus says the Lord, curse is the man who harasses his pastor. Whoa. All right, settle, okay? Don't it's really not true. It's only a joke. Verse 5. Bless, thus says the Lord, curse is the man who trusts what? In man. And makes flesh his strength. Whose heart departs from the Lord. For he shall be like a shrub in the desert and shall not see one what? Why? Because they live out of their feelings and out of their soul, and they're going to miss God, aren't they? They'll miss that movement, shift, and change. They'll miss that special event God is trying to bring. But shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness and a salt land which is not inhabited. Verse 7. But blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose hope is the Lord. For he shall be like a tree planted by the waters which spreads out its roots by the river and will not fear when heat comes. But its leaf will be green and will not be what? Anxious. Anxiousness is living out of the soul. And will not be anxious in the year of drought, nor will cease from yielding fruit. Verse 9. The heart is what? Deceitful above all things. And desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, search the heart. I test the mind, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruits of his doings. Blessed or cursed, one who lives, trusts God, and one who lives out of the spirit, or one who trusts self, man, amen, and lives out of the soul. 1 Thessalonians 5. Again, I want to reiterate the arena that the purpose of this is so that we overcome. Amen? It's so that we overcome. You know, the Lord will release, even in a certain event that is occurring in our life, will release a revelation so that there is a change. There's a move, a shift, and a change. And what is he doing? He's preparing. He might be giving us a strategy. He could be turning us away from something that is about to harm us. You know, even when my plane was delayed, I mean, I wasn't happy it was delayed. I was in an airport that felt like there was no heat. Of course, I had some entertainment. Sandwich and entertainment. It was almost like being at the movies, except for it was a nightmare. But anyways, I hit the Twilight Zone, let's say that. But in that, one of the things that came to me was, you know what, if that wasn't delayed, see, people can get caught up in the soul and be all, you know, and try and get out and try and change this and try and change that. But see, in the spirit, you're at rest, you're at peace. Okay, Lord, thank you, because you're either rescuing me from something that's going to occur, or you're trying to utilize something to penetrate darkness. There's something you want me to see. Okay, so I want to be sensitive to what I see. Well, as I saw what I needed to see, then I went to something else, and I got to share with individuals and minister to a few people and share truths. So, you know, God turns it to the good. And there's going to be a time when this is going to occur in your life for a test. He allows these things to happen for a test. He wants to know whether you're going to truly trust him. You know, the word says, know who you serve with. You know, so sometimes when we're even serving together in certain things, something will occur. And we're earning the trust of God. And not only we're earning the trust of God, but we're earning the trust of one another. Amen? Because you're not going to go out there with someone that you know that is dangerous to you. You know? You're not going to go out there and say, okay, well, you drive this forklift. Or the person's going to look and I want to drive a forklift when they can't even drive a three-wheel bicycle. You're not going to allow that to happen. So there's that area where things are establishing. And not only that, it brings relationships and unity and hope that there becomes like-mindedness in the spirit. like-mindedness. That is the, I really truly believe that that's the ultimate goal of the Lord, is that we become like-minded, not single-minded, not self-dependent, amen, but completely dependent on Him. Hallelujah. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 in verse 1, but concerning the what? Concerning the times, amen, the events and the seasons, brother, you have no need that I should write to you, for you yourselves what? Know perfectly that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief in the night. For when they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them, as labor pains upon a pregnant woman, and they shall not escape. But you, brethren, are not in what? Darkness, so that this day should what? Overtake you as a thief. You are all sons of light and sons of the day. We are not of the night or of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as others do, but let us what? Watch and be sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk are drunk at night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love as the helmet of hope of salvation. For God did not appoint us to wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with Him. Therefore, comfort each other and edify one another, just as also you are doing. Luke 21 and verse 10. And Jesus said, a nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and there'll be great earthquakes in various places. Is that happening? And famines and pestilence, and there will be fearful sights and great signs from heaven. These are all events, aren't they? According to God's time. But before all these things, they will lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to synagogues and prisons. You will be brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake, but it will turn out for you as an occasion for testimony. Therefore, settle in your hearts and not to meditate beforehand on what you will answer. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom which all your adversaries will not be able to contradict or resist. You will be betrayed even by parents and brothers, relatives and friends, and they will put some of you to death. Why? Because they're going to be living out of the soul and not out of the spirit. And you will be hated by all for my name's sake. But not a hair of your head will be lost. Doesn't mean you won't lose anybody, you know. By your patience, possess your souls. By your endurance. But when you see Jerusalem, and I want you to grab hold of this, because things are happening already for position. But when you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, are you seeing Jerusalem being surrounded by armies? Yes. This is happening right now. It has happened, and it's increasing more and more and more. Then know that its desolation is near. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountaintops. Let those who are in the midst of her depart, and let not those who are in the country enter her. For these are the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled. But woe to those who are pregnant, to those who are nursing babes in those days, for there will be great distresses in the land and wrath upon this people. And they will fall by the edge of the sword and be led away captive into all nations. And Jerusalem will be trampled by Gentiles until what? The times of the Gentiles are fulfilled. And there will be signs in the sun and the moon and in the stars and on the earth, distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring. Is that happening? Yes. Men's hearts failing them from fear and the expectation of those which are coming on the earth. For the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now when these things begin to happen, look up, lift your heads up, because your redemption draws near. Because that will be a feast fulfilled, another event. Again, we are in a critical time, so critical. I can't emphasize enough how important it is to maintain your abiding in His presence through worship, in His word and prayer, and in fellowship. Amen. not living out of the soul, but living out of the spirit, feeding your spirit. We are in a change of time, and time is changing everything, isn't it? These events that are happening, a move, a shift, and a change. A move, a shift, and a change. We must be sensitive. We don't want to miss it, do we? So we must deny ourselves, pick up our cross, and continuously follow, no matter what it takes, all the way home, so that we are ready. Amen? Praise God. Father, we give you all the glory, honor, and praise. We thank you for your word, and let this word that has been imparted in us be protected by the blood, sealed by the Holy Spirit, and grow and bear fruit for your glory, that we may not only hear it, but that we may do it in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Be blessed.